Caffè Italia. Ogni giorno raccontiamo storie.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Lingue originali.
E ogni cosa ha un inizio e ogni cosa ha non una fine, in questo caso, ma un momento di pausa. E comincia con questo episodio l'ultimo ciclo di 3 di lingue originali per la stagione 2021-2022 su Caffè Italia. Questo è l'ultimo incontro con la versione, l'edizione per meglio dire, in lingua inglese che ci ha visti per tanti mesi in compagnia di Marco Piovaz, insegnante, docente di liceo e docente universitario a Torino, che ci ha accompagnati facendoci conoscere anche cose nuove per i più. Ricordo i monologhi di Alan Bennett tratti dalla raccolta Talking Heads, caso televisivo in Gran Bretagna nella seconda parte degli anni Ottanta, ma poi Katsuo Ishiguro fino ad arrivare a Foster, E.M. Foster, di cui stiamo scorrendo le pagine di Camera con Vista, A Room with a View. La trama e le altre pagine le trovate negli episodi precedenti sul podcast e sul canale YouTube di Caffè Italia. Allora, io non ho altro da fare che passare ancora una volta linea e microfono a Marco Piovaz, che mi auguro di ritrovare a partire da ottobre, ma Lingue Originali da ottobre ci sarà nuovamente con le sue 3 edizioni dedicate rispettivamente alla lingua inglese, alla lingua tedesca con Nadia Meroni e alla lingua francese con Barbara Marchand. E allora, ultime pagine da Camera con Vista, titolo originale A Room with a View, dalla voce di Marco Piovaz.
Have you looked at those saints? Yes, said Lucy, they are lovely. Do you know which is the tombstone that is praised in Ruskin? He did not know, and suggested that they should try to guess it. George, rather to her relief, refused to move, and she and the old men wandered not unpleasantly about Santa Croce, which, though it is like a barn, has harvested many beautiful things inside its walls. There were also beggars to avoid, and guides to dodge round the pillars, and an old lady with her dog, and here and there was a priest modestly edging to his mass through the groups of tourists. But Mr. Emerson was only half interested. He watched the lecturer, whose success he believed that he had impaired, and then he anxiously watched his son. "Why will he look at that fresco?" he said uneasily. "I saw nothing in it." "I like Giotto," she replied. "It is so wonderful what they say about his tactile values, though I like things like the Della Robbia babies better." "So you ought. A baby is worth a dozen saints, and my baby's worth the whole of paradise, and as far as I can see, he lives in hell." Lucy again felt that this did not do. "In hell," he repeated, "he's unhappy." "Oh dear," said Lucy. "How can he be unhappy when he is strong and alive? What more is one to give him? And think how he has been brought up free from all the superstition and ignorance that lead men to hate one another in the name of God. With such an education as that, I thought he was bound to grow up happy." She was no theologian, but she felt that here was a very foolish old man, as well as a very irreligious one. She also felt that her mother might not like her talking to that kind of person, and that Charlotte would object most strongly. "What are we to do with him?" he asked. "He comes out for his holiday to Italy and behaves like that, like the little child who ought to have been playing and who hurt himself upon the tombstone. Eh? What did you say?" Lucy had made no suggestion. Suddenly he said,
"Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
"Now don't be stupid over this. I don't require you to fall in love with my boy, but I do think you might try to understand him. You are nearer his age, and if you let yourself go, I am sure you are sensible. You might help me. He has known so few women, and you have the time. You stop here several weeks, I suppose. But let yourself go. You are inclined to get muddled, if I may judge from last night. Let yourself go. Pull out from the depths those thoughts that you do not understand and spread them out in the sunlight and know the meaning of them. By understanding George, you may learn to understand yourself. It will be good for both of you." To this extraordinary speech, Lucy found no answer. "I only know what it is that's wrong with him, not why it is." "And what is it?" asked Lucy fearfully, expecting some harrowing tale. "The old trouble, things won't fit." "What things?" "The things of the universe. It is quite true, they don't." "Oh, Mr. Emerson, whatever do you mean?" In his ordinary voice, so that she scarcely realized he was quoting poetry, he said, "From far, from even morning, and yon 12-winded sky, the stuff of life to knit me, blue heather, here I am. George and I both know this, But why does it distress him? We know that we come from the winds, and that we shall return to them, that all life is perhaps a naught, a tangle, a blemish in the eternal smoothness. But why should this make us unhappy? Let us rather love one another, and work and rejoice. I don't believe in this world's sorrow. Miss Honeychurch assented. Then make my boy think like us. Make him realize that by the side of the everlasting why, there is a yes. A transitory yes, if you like, but a yes. Suddenly she laughed. Surely one ought to love. A young man, melancholy because the universe wouldn't fit, because life was a tangle or a wind, or a yes, or something. I'm very sorry, she cried. You'll think me unfeeling, but... But then she became matronly. Oh, but your son wants employment. Has he no particular hobby? Why, I myself have worries, but I can generally forget them at the piano. And collecting stamps did no end of good for my brother. Perhaps Italy bores him. You ought to try the Alps or the lakes. The old man's face saddened, and he touched her gently with his hand. This did not alarm her. She thought that her advice had impressed him, and that he was thanking her for it. Indeed, he no longer alarmed her at all. She regarded him as a kind thing, but quite silly. Her feelings were as inflated spiritually as they had been an hour ago aesthetically, before she lost Baedeker. The dear George, now striding towards them over the tombstones, seemed both pitiable and absurd. He approached, his face in the shadow. He said, "Miss Bartlett." "Oh, good gracious me," said Lucy, suddenly collapsing and again seeing the whole life in a new perspective. "Where? Where?" "In the nave." "I see. Those gossiping little Miss Allens must have..." She checked herself. "Poor girl," exploded old Mr. Emerson. "Poor girl." She could not let this pass, for it was just what she was feeling herself. "Poor girl? I fail to understand the point of that remark. I think myself a very fortunate girl, I assure you. I'm thoroughly happy and having a splendid time. Pray don't waste time mourning over me. There's enough sorrow in the world, isn't there, without trying to invent it. Goodbye. Thank you both so much for all your kindness." "Ah, yes, there does come my cousin. A delightful morning. Santa Croce is a wonderful church." She rejoined her cousin.
Lingue originali.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Caffè Italia. Ogni giorno raccontiamo storie.